So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kala Menachis Tu'un is Shleish Me'ez Shifa V'Chamesh Me'ez Be'ita. All Menachis must be rubbed on the palm of the hand 300 times and pounded with the fist 500 times. As the Gemara explains, Shaf Achas Bo'it Shtayim, Shaf Shtayim Bo'it Shalish. First the Mincha was rubbed once and pounded twice, and then the Mincha was rubbed twice and pounded three times, and this pattern was repeated 100 times. And there's a Machlekes at what point this was done. The Tanakama holds, Shifa Be'ita B'chitin. The rubbing and pounding were done on the wheat kernels before they were made into flour because shetehei necha klipa lahasher, so that the outside peel of the kernels could be removed easily. While Rabbi Yesi holds, shifo beita bebetzik. The rubbing and pounding were done when they were kneaded the dough. Kadeshei na, so that the mincha should look nice. The Mishnah continues, kol ha-manachis bois eser eser, chutz melechem apanim mechavite kohen gadol, shem bois shteim esrei. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says all menachas were made into 10 loaves, aside for the lechem aponim and menachas chavitin, which were made into 12 loaves. Rameh disagrees and says, Kulam bois shteim esrei, chutz mechalas toide benazirus, shem bois eser eser. All menachas were 12 loaves, aside for the chalas toide and chalas nazirus, which were 10 loaves of each type. And the Gemara explains, all agree that lechem aponim and chavite kohen gadol bois shteim esrei, because the pasuk of lechem aponim clearly states, Bafisa is shteim esrei chalas. And we apply this halacha to chavitin as well through gzeir shava of the word chukah. And all agree that chalas taida v'naziris bois eser eser, because this is derived in the following daf ayin zayin, from the pasuk of lachmi taida, and in the pasuk taida shlama of the word shlama includes shalmei nazir. The machlekes is only regarding all other menachas. Yehuda holds kol menachas bois eser eser, because there is a binyan av, a logical comparison from lachmi taida to all menachas. Ma'al halan eser, avkan eser, just as lachmi taida is 10 chalas, so too all the menachas must be 10 chalas. The Gemara asks, "V'leilach milechem apanim? Perhaps the binyan av should be made from lechem apanim to omenachas, and malahal and shteim esrei avkan shteim esrei. Just as lechem apanim is 12 chalas, so to omenachas must be 12 chalas." The Gemara answers, "Hanach nefishan. We rather make the binyan av between lechem toida and menachas because they have more similarities, while lechem apanim and menachas have fewer similarities." The Gemara proceeds and asks, according to the opinion of Dava Lama Begzeres Shava, Chayzer Malama beBinyan Av. If something itself was learned from Gzeres Shava, it can then teach this halacha to others via a binyan av. Neilef michavite kohen gadol, malahal shteim esrei avkan shteim esrei. Once the halacha of boyish shneim aser was derived from lechem aponim to chavite kohen gadol through the Gzeres Shava of chukah, we should now derive this halacha from chavite kohen gadol to menachas through a binyan av because they have the most similarities, and all menachas should be made into 12 loaves. The Gemara explains, Hedyid mehedyid adifle. We rather make the binyan av between the lachmi toida and menachas, even though they have fewer similarities, because both are brought even by a common person, while the chavite kohen gadol is brought only by the kohen gadol. While Remeir holds, kala menachas bois shteim esrei, for one of two reasons. Either because he holds davar lama b'gzeres shava, chayze malama b'binyan av, and therefore, once the halacha of bois shteim esrei was derived from lechem aponim to chavite kohen gadol through the gzeres shava of chukah, we derived this halacha from chavite kohen gadol to all menachas through a binyan av, and all menachas are made into 12 loaves. And we do not make the binyan av from lachmei taida because the han nefishan. We rather make the binyan av between chavite kohen gadol and menachas because they have more similarities, while lachmei taida and menachas have fewer similarities. Or perhaps Remeir agrees that Dav Alam of Gzeres Shava ain't a Chayzim Lam Binyav. If something itself was derived from Gzeres Shava, it cannot then teach this halacha to others via Binyav. But he holds the halacha of Boish Neim Aser is applied from Lechem Aponim to Menachas through a Binyav. And we do not make the Binyav from Lachmei Toida, even the Hanin Efishan, because Hektish Mehektish Adafle. We rather make the Binyav between Lechem Aponim and Menachas, even though they have fewer similarities, because both are Kachi Kachim, while Lachmei Toida is Kachim Kal. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the number of loaves in various menachas and cites a machlekes of two brises in this matter. One brisa says, "Kala menachas shariba b'midas chalasan, oy shemiyat b'midas chalasan k'cheres." In all menachas, if they made the chalas more or less than the required amount, the mincha is kasher, except for chutz melechem aponim v'chavite kohen gadol. That would be pesulais, because as Tosfos explains, mishum d'melechem aponim v'chavitin k'siv chukah la'akev. But lachmei toida v'naziris are ksheris because it does not say chukah. However, second brisa says kala menachas shariba b'midas chalasin oy shemid b'midas chalasin ksheris chutz melechem aponim mechavite kohen gadol v'lachmei toida v'naziris. Even lachmei toida v'naziris are psulis because in the pasuk of lachmei toida ksiv matzais bevav. The word matzais is written with a vav plural to indicate that the correct number of loaves is ma'akif, and lachmei naziris are compared to lachmei toida. However, even according to the second brisa, menachas kesheris. In regular menachas, it would be kesheris because in the pasuk of minchas mafi taner ksiv matzas, without a vav, which indicates that the number of loaves is not ma'akif. This machlekes of the two brises reflects in the following machlekes amiram. Shmuel holds like the first brisa, and therefore rules, lach meitoid shafon arba chalas yatza. If the four types of lach meitoid were made into four loaves instead of 40 loaves, the obligation was fulfilled. And Rav Huna holds like the second brisa, and therefore disagrees with Shmuel and rules, lach meitoid shafon arba chalas lo yatza, and only milchas mafi sha'afa chala achas yatza. According to Shmuel, that lach meitoid shafon arba chalas yatza, the Gemara explains that the truma of lach meitoid, 1/10 from each type must be separated and given to the kohen, must be dafreshina belisha. It must be separated when it is still dough, before the loaves are baked, but not after they are baked. Because, echadam rachmana, shalitul paras, the truma must be a whole loaf, as when they usually make 10 loaves of every type. While in this case, where they made only one loaf of each type, the truma would have to be broken from each of the four loaves. Zakta Mishnah, ha'imar ha'yaba, isarin mishalish sarin. The Mechaz HaOmer contained one Isar in flour that was sifted from three sod barley, because as the Gemara explains, the Mechadash Asi u'Misa'irin Asi. The Emer was made from both the new crops that are moist, and from barley that contain more suban bran than old crops that are yevesh and dried, and chit and wheat. Shtei Alechem, Shtei Esrein, Mishalish Sain. The Shtei Alechem contained two Esrein in flour from three sod wheat, because the Mechidin Asin. The Shtei Alechem is made from wheat, which contains less suban, even though they were Chadashim. Therefore, three sod produced two Esrein. And lechem apanim, esr ve'arba esrein me'esr ve'arba asoyim. The lechem apanim contained 24 isarin flour from 24 saw wheat, because the mechitin asu u'miyashin asu. The lechem apanim was made from both wheat and dry crops, which contains the least amount of subin. Therefore, each saw produced one isarin. Zakta Mishnah, ha'omer ha'yimenufa b'shleish esri nafa, shtei alechem b'shteim esri v'lechem apanim b'yud alef. The Menchas HaOmer that contains the most suban was sifted in 13 sieves, the Shtei HaLechem that contains less suban was sifted in 12 sieves, and the Lechem HaPan that contains even less suban was sifted in 11 sieves. Shimon disagrees, and Lo Hoylan Kitzva, Elasailas Menupa Kotzarka Hoyamevi. There was no set number of sieves. Rather, once the flour was sufficiently sifted, it was eligible for all menaches because the Pasuk states, V'lokach da Sailas Va'afisa Isa. The words Sailas Va'afisa teaches, Achate Menupa Kotzarka. The flour should be sufficiently sifted at the time of baking. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes in the Chacham's opinion of Ha'imer Ha'imenupa B'Shleish Esri Nafa. The Tanakhama holds Bedaka Begasa, Bedaka Begasa. There were only two sieves in the Beis HaMikdash. One was Daka, it had small holes, and the other was Gasa, it had large holes. First, the flour was put into the Daka, and the Kemach, flour dust, fell to the bottom, while the mixture of Silas, fine flour, and Suban bran remained on the top. Then the mixture was put into the gasa, and the seilas fell to the bottom, while the suban remained on the top. And this pattern was repeated until the seilas was sifted 13 times from kemach and suban. Shimon Loza disagrees and says, Shleish esri nafas hayi b'mikdash. Zu lamal mezu bezu lamal mezu. El yoyna kaleta suban, tachtoyna kaleta seilas. There were 13 sieves in the base of mikdash, and each one had holes progressively larger than the other. First the flour was put into the nafa with the largest holes, and a mixture of seilas and kemach fell to the bottom, while the suban remained on top. Then the mixture was put into a smaller nafim, and the seilas and kemach fell to the bottom, while the smaller piece of suban, which got through the previous larger sieve, now remained on the top. Then the seilas were put into the smaller nafis until it was completely sifted from the kemach and suban. Hanulach perik ilah menachas nekmatzes, where Baruch Hashem completed the seventh perik of Masechtas Menachas, and will begin the eighth perik, Hatayda HaSabah, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.